Okay, here we go. Parshas Chukas Tavshin Ayin Tes. A learner should be in school for four. Shlema for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivkavatya. B'sor Shechay Yisrael Davan Henach Mordechai Befrena Simcha. B'sor Shechay Yisrael Ben Yaman Simcha Ben Adin Arminia. B'sor Shechay Yisrael Sparle B'chay Masha. B'sor Shechay Yisrael. And obviously, B'sor Yisrael Tovas from all Chay Yisrael, especially in Virginia, Be'ez Zashem Yisbarach. Three ideas here, three Hasidic ideas. Here we go. The Pasuk says in the second Pasuk of the Parsha, Yichu Elecha Paraduma Asher Ein Ba Mum Asher Lo Alea Ol. You have to make sure to have a paraduma, make sure that it does not have any blemish, and anything that does not, and then if it does, Asher Lo Alea Ol, it cannot have any type of yolk on it. It has to be purely pure. Says Avodas Yisrael of the Kushat Magid, and the Choyz of Levit also says the same idea. He says if a Jew feels Asher Ein Bahem Mum, they feel like they're perfect, they feel like they have nothing else to do, they finish Shas, and they're done, the Pasuk is Asher Lo Alea Ol. They never understood what it means to be mikava o machus shemayim, because the Jew is always growing. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, either you're going up or you're going down. You're never staying stagnant, right? Someone once came to the Kotzker and asked him, Rabbi, I finished all of Shas, so what can I learn now? The Kotzker said, if you finish all of Shas, you realize that you start again at the end of the day. But Jew feels asher ein ba mum, you no blemish, you have nothing else to grow, you're perfect. Ashalo ala ol. At the end of the day, you don't know what a Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim means. Because the Jew is always growing and looking to be able to grow. And be able to go closer to the Bona Shom. In Shishi, the opening Pasuk of Shishi, the Yisub, second idea. The Yisub and Yisrael, the Yachanu, the Ovos. Chai Yisrael travels. And they camp in Ovos. The Yisub and Ovos, the Yachanu, the Yive HaAvorim. The Pasuk says, and they traveled from Ovos, and they encamped in the Yive HaAvorim, the destruction of the Yivarim, says the Yisub Bracha of Majitz, quoted by the Imre Shaul. If you go away from the forefathers, if you go away from our traditions, from our Mesorah, then what happens? Then what happens? You end up with destruction. Lashon Chareva, right? The B'Yavarim is a Lashon of destruction. Our job is to be always growing, always growing, but understanding how. And how do we always grow? By standing strong to our traditions, to our Mesorah. And finally, the third and final idea, to tie this back to the first idea, Rav Tzadok tells us a beautiful idea. In Shvi, the pasuk says, "Aken yomru hamoishav ba'u cheshbon tibana v'sikona en ir sichon." As the pasuk says in Shvi'i, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Zayin, all the parables, all of you say that you come to cheshbon and then you'll be built and v'sikona en ir sichon and sichon will be established. Says Rav Tzadok, no, ba'u cheshbon means when a person makes a cheshbon of this world. And he tries to build. And he makes a cheshbon of nefesh. And he tries to say, okay, how's my davening today? How is my minus today? How is my learning today? Then what happens? See, kisi bana v'sikoyne la'olam haba. Bo'u cheshbon means down in this world. If a person is constantly living bo'u cheshbon in this world, what's going to happen? Tibana v'sikoyne. Then in the olam haba, you'll be zochet to have tremendous bias. But in this world, we have to look for mitzvahs, like the Gra was on that famous idea from the Gra. He was once touching on his deathbed. He was touching his tzitzis and they asked him, Rebbe, what are you doing? He said, I'm touching his tzitzis because in a few minutes it's going to be nothing. But right now, I'm getting every mitzvah, every single, I'm gaining and growing every single second. That's his Rav Tzadok. Bo cheshbon is olam hazba, always trying to work. And then tzibar v'sikon, then we zochet to olam haba. So let's just review these first three ideas. Asher ein ba'ala mum. Asher ein olam ol. If a person feels like they're perfect, they have no mum, they have no blemish, they're perfect, then the Bosham says, you don't know what Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim means. You don't know what a Jew means to always grow. Second idea, that idea is from Avodas Yisrael and the Choyza. The second idea comes from the Yisub Bracha, the Yisub Me'ovos, the Yachri Be'yivayavarim. If you lose the tradition of our forefathers, then you'll be lined up to destruction. We have to grow, but you'll be able to make sure we're growing with the traditions of our forefathers. You have to stand strong to our Mesorah. And finally, the third and final idea from Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok tells us, Bo'o Cheshbon Tibana V'sikonin. Person in this world, Bal Cheshbon Olam Haza, Olam Bizocha to the Tibara V'Sikon and Olam Habish. Bizocha Be'ez Hashem to always grow, always constantly growing to the Bona Shom, always making sure that we're doing it with the traditions of our forefathers, with the Mesorah of our forefathers, with the Menhag of our forefathers. And Be'ez Hashem, the more we do Olam Haza Cheshbon, Be'ez Hashem to be able to continue always looking into our Tshuva and our Torah and our Tefillah, then we'll be Zocha to the Tibara V'Sikon and Be'ez Hashem and Olam Haba. Have a beautiful Shabbat Shkoyach.